Mexicans want to see criminals brought to justice, too. Our neighbors to the south are dealing with a surge of murders tied to drug trafficking and kidnapping. Well, now there's a call to reinstate the death penalty in Mexico. Nobody's been executed there since 1961, and the country officially abolished capital punishment just 4 years ago. But as Lauren Madelon reports, Mexico's tiny Green Party wants it back.
Apuntar! Go! Fuego! Go!
An honor guard salutes fallen soldiers, police, journalists, and innocent civilians caught in the crossfire of Mexico's campaign against drug cartels and kidnapping rings. An estimated 8,000 Mexicans have been murdered in the last 2 years. Now, Green Party congressional representative Veronica Velasco is sponsoring legislation that would levy the death penalty against kidnappers who mutilate, violate, or kill their victims. Killers convicted of premeditated murder would also face the death penalty, as would any police or public official who orders abductions or killings or protects the criminals after the fact. Velasco is particularly troubled by wanton kidnappings.
It may seem ironic that the Green Party wants to bring back the death penalty, but the reality in Mexico today is that we are on the brink of complete anarchy. Every single day, people from every class of society, no matter what age, are being kidnapped. In many of these cases, the police are actively involved, and many times, the kidnapped victim is tortured and then murdered, even if a ransom is paid.
The European Green Party has withdrawn its recognition of Mexico's Green Party in response to the proposal. But a poll in the daily El Universal states that 70% of Mexicans want the death penalty reinstated, and Mexico's Congress has agreed to formally debate the issue. Entrepreneur Enrique Nates Maya favors reinstatement, but he has his reservations.
I'm in favor of bringing back the death penalty, but I'm concerned that the death penalty will be abused because our court system is very corrupt, just as many of our police and prosecutors and judges are corrupt.
Police Lieutenant Juan Peña Ortiz has no such concerns, especially when it comes to fellow officers. He says if they're convicted of kidnapping or murder, they should pay the ultimate price.
Porque hay unos que pagamos por otros.
We pay for those who are corrupt among us, he says. People see us as bad, whether we're guilty or innocent. They see us as a threat when they see our uniforms. There are numerous studies claiming the death penalty is not an effective deterrent. But Peña Ortiz believes officers would at least think twice before committing a crime. Others disagree. They say powerful and rich Mexicans and dirty cops easily pay their way out of trouble, and that poorer citizens would be more likely to face the death penalty. One law professor here calls the Green Party's proposal a base attempt to ride a wave of citizen indignation. The Catholic Church opposes the proposal, and most analysts doubt politicians are willing to risk its wrath. Intelligence experts on both sides of the border predict violence this year will surpass that of the past 2 years, giving ammunition to death penalty supporters, despite ardent opposition from other sectors of Mexican society. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.